Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. Hear now the word of the Lord. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve him. That evening, at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick, and the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases. In the morning, while it was still dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." Jesus answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." This is the word of the Lord. Although it seems like a fairly obvious statement to make, Jesus never stepped foot in a church during his lifetime. In part, this was because he was Jewish, and also in part because churches, as we understand them, buildings dedicated to Christian worship, literally did not exist. But Jesus doesn't spend all that much time in synagogues either, even though he does preach there. Most of his miracles are performed in homes and other perfectly ordinary places. Today's reading is one of the very first miracles Jesus performs, as Mark recounts the story of Jesus' ministry. Inside the home of a woman so ordinary that we're not even told her name, just that she was the mother of Simon's wife. In the city of Capernaum, where Simon's mother-in-law lived, there is a first century house that had been a meeting place for some of the earliest followers of Jesus. Tradition holds the house to belong to Simon, but while he may have owned the house, I don't think that he was the one hosting those gatherings. He didn't stay in one place long enough for that, traveling the ancient world first alongside Jesus and later with other apostles as they shared Jesus' message. I like to think that it would have been Simon's mother-in-law who led the community in prayer and praising in that house, while her daughter and her son-in-law spread the good news to people who had never heard of Jesus. Our homes are perfectly ordinary places, but it is mostly in perfectly ordinary places that Jesus finds us and meets us. Being Christian isn't just about believing that Jesus is somehow cosmically important. Being Christian is about the way we live our lives because of what we believe. During our current season of separation, most of us are spending a lot of time at home. I would imagine that you are at home right now as you listen to this sermon today. Our homes are perfectly ordinary places, but they are also holy places. They are holy because our homes are where we are worshiping God. They are holy because by staying home as much as we can during a pandemic, we are doing the holy work of caring for our community. Our homes are perfectly ordinary places, but our Book of Common Worship has a service for house blessing that I'd like to read through with you. If you're listening on a phone or laptop, you might carry it through your home as we bless it together. After all, our homes may be perfectly ordinary places, but Jesus is with us wherever we are. There is nowhere you could go that Jesus would not find you. So peace to this house and to all who enter here. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you and you with me. Come, Lord Jesus." As we begin our house blessing, you might light a candle or even just turn on a light. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the light lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven." Eternal God, as this candle and these light bulbs give light to this home, so enable us to be your light in the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You might move to the entrance of your home for this reading from the Psalms. It is the Lord who watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. God will keep your life. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time on and forevermore. Gracious God, keep watch over us, and our going out and our coming home. May we dwell here, secure in your peace, extending hospitality to all, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You might move to your living room or a family room for this reading from the Psalms. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Loving God, fill this room with your love, that we and all who are welcomed as guests in this home may be strengthened to serve you and one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You might move to your kitchen or dining room for this reading from the Psalms. O Lord, the eyes of all look to you, to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. Blessed are you, God of heaven and earth, for you give us food and drink to sustain our lives and make our hearts glad. Help us and all who eat at this table to be grateful for all your mercies and ever mindful of the needs of others, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You might move to a bedroom for this reading from the Psalms. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. Guide us waking, O God, and guard us sleeping. Shelter us in safety, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in his peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You might move to a bathroom for this reading from Hebrews. Let us approach God with a true heart, and in the full assurance of faith, with our bodies cleansed from evil, and our bodies washed with pure water. Holy God, you alone make us clean, and show us daily that we are your beloved, baptized, reborn, and free. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, so that we may love and serve you with clean hands and pure hearts, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you have made us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Make this house your abiding place, and bless all who dwell here. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, and send us out in your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.